What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we're going to keep on going through the DCEU, and we're going to discuss another film that gets crapped on quite a bit, and I feel a little bit unjustly. We're going to discuss Suicide Squad, starring Will Smith, Jared Leto, Margot Robbie, Joel Kinnaman, Viola Davis, Jai Courtney, Jay Hernandez, Cara Delevingne, Ben Affleck, Ezra Miller, and Karen Fukuhara. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And like I said during the introduction, today we're going to tackle The Suicide Squad, another film that I feel kind of gets unjustly crapped on. So let's not waste any time. Let's get straight into it here, shall we? Now, our movie opens in the aftermath of Superman's death. An intelligence officer, Amanda Waller, convinces the United States government to greenlight a program known as Task Force X, which is going to be a response team of criminals and supervillains. The team is designed to combat metahuman threats. Under Waller's control, via nanite bombs implanted in each criminal's neck, which can be remotely detonated, and if the team is successful, they will have their prison sentences shortened. We then learn the story of Dr. June Moon, an American archaeologist who becomes possessed by the demonic witch known as Enchantress. Now, Waller has the ability to control the Enchantress because she controls her heart, which wounds the Enchantress when it is struck. Waller's subordinate, Colonel Rick Flagg, has fallen in love with June, and as a result is made a member of Task Force X. However, Enchantress betrays Waller and conquers Midway City by transforming humans into monsters and summoning her brother, Incubus, to help destroy mankind. Task Force X is compiled to stop Enchantress using six inmates from Bell Rev Penitentiary. The team consists of a hitman named Deadshot, Harley Quinn, a psychiatrist turned girlfriend of crime lord the Joker, Australian thief Captain Boomerang, pyrokinetic ex-gangster El Diablo, mutant cannibal Killer Croc, and a mercenary named Slipknot. The team is led by Rick Flagg and are joined by his associate, Katana, who is a Japanese swordswoman. During the mission, Waller and Flagg hide Rick's relationship with June Moon. And upon their arrival in Midway City, the team's helicopter is shot down, forcing them to travel the rest of the way on foot. Captain Boomerang convinces Slipknot to take off, believing that the bombs are a ruse, but Flagg kills Slipknot when he tries to escape. Scaling a skyscraper, the team discovers that Waller is in fact their mark, as she is trying to cover up her involvement in Enchantress's revolt. Meanwhile, the Joker learns of Harley's predicament, locates Argus scientist Dr. Van Criss, and blackmails him into disabling Harley's bomb. As Waller and the squad await their helicopter extraction, the Joker intervenes, disables Harley's bomb, and helps her escape. Waller has the Joker's helicopter shot down, although Harley survives and rejoins the squad as she believes that her puddin', the Joker, is now dead. Finding Waller's location, Enchantress kidnaps her in order to regain her heart. Deadshot then discovers Amanda Waller's confidential files and learns of Flag's relationship with June Moon. As a result, the team abandons Flag and shares a drink in an abandoned bar, where El Diablo reveals his powers and criminal lifestyle, which led to the deaths of his family. Flag relieves the squad of their mission, but realizing that they have the opportunity to prove themselves, the group set out to save the city. The squad then locates the Enchantress in a flooded subway station, where Killer Croc and Flag's platoon of Navy SEALs plant bombs beneath the subway. El Diablo finally embraces the demonic nature of his pyrokinesis and sacrifices himself to allow the bomb to destroy Incubus. Enchantress then invites the squad to join her, and at first Harley appears tempted, but she uses it as a ruse to cut out Enchantress's heart. She is defeated, and Flag crushes her heart, killing her and releasing Dr. June Moon from her control. Waller then reappears and removes 10 years off of each squad member's sentence, while also rewarding them with requests, with the exception of Captain Boomerang, who is detained. Our movie ends with the Joker, alive and well, breaking into Belle Reve Penitentiary to rescue Harley Quinn. And in our mid-credits scene, Amanda Waller meets with Bruce Wayne, who agrees to help protect her from legal consequences from the events of Midway City, in exchange for government files on the growing metahuman community. He reveals his plans to contact the heroes within the files, which include Flash and Aquaman, in order to help build his own superhuman team. Waller advises Bruce to stop working late nights, implying the fact that she knows that he is Batman. In response, he tells her to shut down Task Force X, or he and his friends will do it for her. Like I said during the introduction, this is another one that really, really heavily gets crapped upon. And I don't understand why so much. You know, I enjoy this version of Suicide Squad. I have yet to see the new version that James Gunn directed, where Margot Robbie returns as Harley Quinn and John Cena plays Peacemaker. I've yet to see that version, so I can't compare and contrast, but I really enjoyed this film. It had kind of a Guardians of the Galaxy vibe to it, especially with the soundtrack, although I definitely feel that Guardians of the Galaxy did it better. But I feel that Will Smith as Deadshot did a great job. I feel Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn owned the role. And Jay Hernandez as El Diablo, I don't think he gets the credit he deserves. In my opinion, he stole that movie. He was the one that I was focused on the most. Because much like The Incredible Hulk, and even to a certain extent, Lawrence Talbot, the Wolfman, who we'll get into those movies next month when we start doing our classic horror. But El Diablo knows what he can do. Much like Hulk knows that as soon as he transforms from Banner to Hulk, it's on and he can destroy whatever he wants. El Diablo knows his powers, but he would rather not use them. He would rather keep himself controlled, subdued, and not unleash that beast, if at all possible. I commend that. And it's not until the warehouse and the skyscraper where he first truly reveals his powers, and then for him in the big fight to sacrifice himself in order to save these other criminals who he barely just met, has no real relationship with. But he sacrifices himself to save them and to use his powers essentially one time for good, to destroy Incubus and help defeat Enchantress. In my opinion, he is the one to watch. He is the MVP of this film. Nothing against Will Smith as Deadshot. Nothing against Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, who her performance was obviously good enough that it got its spinoff film, the Birds of Prey movie, as well as she came back for the next Suicide Squad film. But Jay Hernandez is the true MVP in this film, in my opinion. I'm curious to know what you guys think. I'm curious if you're one of the people out there that craps on this movie, tell me why you crap on it. If you're watching the premiere, leave your comments over here. If you're watching on demand, leave your comments here. But I enjoy this film. I enjoy this film a lot. In fact, I give this film 4 out of 5 stars. You guys may feel that's a little bit crazy, that's too high. It's my personal opinion. Subjective, just like we talk about on Dads, not always on Wrestling All the Time. If you disagree with me, let me know why. Again, leave your thoughts and comments over here if you're watching the premiere, or leave your thoughts and comments down here if you're watching on demand. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, that ever popular, hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, when I keep on pushing through the DCEU and we discuss 2020's Birds of Prey and the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn, starring Margot Robbie, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Journey Smollett-Bell, Rosie Perez, Chris Messina, Ellen J. Basco, and Ewan McGregor. You're not going to want to miss out tomorrow, right back here on an all-new episode of Renegades Reviews, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel when I discuss Birds of Prey. All my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in, watching the premiere, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down there. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my fans and viewers out there that tune in on a regular basis. Show me that love. Show me that support. Try to help get my views up so I can eventually get monetized and make some money out of this. Thank you very much for watching. I will see you guys next time.